Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
I'm ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, it's Big Bang, DJ Scream, Baby Jade. We are Team Big Facts, and today we welcome to Big Facts, representing that Detroit, the one, the only, Payroll Giovanni. Yeah. Here on Big Facts.
What up, though?
What up, though? What's going on with you, brother? Everything smooth?
Oh, yeah. I can't complain, man.
Everything's good?
Yeah. Just networking, man.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Payroll Giovanni. You started with being a part of Doughboys Cash Out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Group from Detroit. Yeah.
So were you solo before that? Were you in groups before that? Or did it start right there and then you eventually transitioned into your solo stuff?
Doughboys Cash Out was a crew at first. Mm-hmm. And then we started rapping.
Gotcha.
From there, like, you know, it just transitioned to my solo career. Mm. But we still, you know.
It's still a crew.
It's really a brotherhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got you. And then I saw somewhere, so you 35?
Yeah.
And you were saying you was embracing being a rapper with a little bit of age on. You ain't tripping on that. Like, you embraced that, right?
Yeah. I mean,
You can't change it.
I think it's straight.
Can't delete nothing. Yeah.
But I've, you know, I've been at it since I was probably 18 or something like that. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, now it's probably going better than ever for you because you're wiser, you're sharper, you know what I'm saying?
Well-seasoned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Now, I think that, my own opinion, I don't know what the age is that, you know, we don't want to see a nigga rapping at 60 or 70. I mean, is that it?
Man, nigga rap forever.
Really. Yeah, man, it's kind of changing.
As long as it works.
As long as it works.
If it ain't working, we ain't trying to see you trying at these ages.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit working, you getting your paper, however you getting it, you doing what you do.
I guess that makes sense.
Like, this in a startup
like,
age.
Like you, how you going to start here? Like, you can't start.
Don't start at what age?
Don't start at 35.
Oh.
Because like, I'm trying to transition to something else. Like, yeah. I ain't trying to be 40, you know, competing with young dudes and all of that. I just stay in my lane.
Mm. I feel like it's all, like, why niggas can't, though? Because you got, like, them rock stars and country singers. They do that shit.
They keep going until they die. Yeah.
200.
Uh-huh. I realize. Nigga,
white beard, white as hell. Why Jay-Z couldn't do what he do forever?
Sure, you still doing it.
I'm just saying, like, forever. Why nigga can't do that shit? Why he can't do B-side concerts and shit like the shit G's did with the symphony? Why niggas can't do that shit forever?
Because in our culture, being old ain't cool.
Nothing cool in our culture, but that's dumb shit.
Yeah. I mean, you got to. But, like, another thing, like, with the Jeezy shit, too, is, like, you got to understand, and I know you understand this, but I'm saying, like, the world has to understand that in order to be able to be in the position and be in the place to be able to do that, you have to have the same catalog that Jeezy had. And Jeezy started his catalog 20 years ago.
But I'm saying, right. Like, Jay-Z got the catalog, too, though. I'm just saying, like, anybody that's just, like, you know how niggas would be like, man, nigga too old to be still doing. How?
If you have quality product, you can go on however long you want to.
It's also about what you're doing. Like, if you look at Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, they're having a lot of motion with a lot of different things, so niggas still respect what they're rapping about.
Somebody like LL, too. Nigga like LL.
LL Cool J.
You see how niggas still got the Ice Cube Grammys
could,
and do all
Ice
that
Cube
shit.
Could drop some shit. You know what I'm saying?
People, I feel like they saying different levels of the game. You know, like Jay-Z saying his level.
Yes.
Jeezy saying where he done transitioned to. Like, he ain't talking like he's still, you know, some young
And you building a whole nother fan base. You building the same fan base that gonna ride with you forever doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we just get in our own way as who we is and just be like, I'm too old for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe the people telling.
I'm saying when the people not telling you. You know how niggas be like, shit, I'm finna retire. I'm getting old. Drake just said shit by retiring. Like, I feel like I'm old in the game. And it could be just trolling or whatever, but I don't know. But niggas start to feel like that at times. Like, bro, I've been doing this shit, but the shit ain't slowing down for you. You just be feeling like it's time for me to go.
Yeah, because after you've been doing it for so long, it kind of starts to feel like I've been doing this for so long.
Like, I was feeling like that at, like, 31. Like, I was trying to get my exit out then, but the game wouldn't let me go. So I had to keep making music. But I was already looking for my exit out, for real.
So do you feel like there are any cons to... Well, it can't be cons because you still enjoy it, right? You're enjoying what you do, so there ain't really no cons.
I ain't gonna lie, like, the enjoying part, I really enjoyed when I was in a group. We were just having fun, you know? Then it became business, so it's kind of just... It's like clocking in to work for me, for real.
And you also mentioned that you have an addiction to jewelry.
I don't know.
You want to talk a little bit about your jewelry habit and habits?
I wouldn't say addiction, but yeah, I've been in the jewelry since I was born, for real. Like, my baby pictures, I got jewelry on. My parents hella young, so they was putting jewelry on me and suit me up, have me looking like them, a small version of them. So I just grew up just into jewelry, you know. And then the more money I got to getting, I'm upgrading, and it shit addicted.
You buy one chain, and then you
like, damn, I can get that chain if I just put 20 more thousand with that in. You know, you addicted.
Yeah. How about you say you might have fucked up in your lifetime on jewelry?
Oh, man. I don't even know, man. I don't even want to add up. It's probably going to piss me off. Damn.
We won't do that today.
Yeah, man. I don't even want to, like, my accountant, he be telling me how much I spend on jewelry. That shit hurt. Because I don't look at it like that. Like, I look at it like I buy a $50,000 watch, and then I might see a watch that's $100. I'm just put 50 with the 50, and I got $100,000. Then I might see something that's 150. Put another 50, I look up, I spent $150 on the watch, but it didn't feel like that to me. Mm.
Who feel like the GOAT of Detroit? Like the GOAT?
For me, Blade Icewood, for sure. That's like our Tupac. You know what I'm saying? That was like our hero growing up. Yeah, Blade Icewood. He never make it like mainstream, but in Detroit, he was a big deal.
So that's like who you got your inspiration from or whatever?
Yeah.
Did you want to do this shit?
Yeah, like the Street Lords. That was a crew from Detroit. Blade Icewood came from that crew. And we basically we looked up to them. The whole city looked up to them. But we was like right by them. They was in our neighborhoods. Our pops cool with them. So we saw it like firsthand. Mm. So, you know, that was just real addictive. Like, see them dudes in them cars, the platinum jewelry on, iceberg and all that. Like, that's what we wanted to be like.
Yeah. So, speaking of jewelry, I know another thing that's, like, really big in Detroit is, like, the Cartier glasses or the buffs.
Yeah.
And I know that you had, like, an exclusive situation with Cartier. So, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I had did, like, an interview with them for the Cartier glasses. I didn't even know what it was going to turn into for real. And they ended up sending me like some exclusive buffs.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I saw that.
Like when we was young, the Cartier glasses thing, it was a whole...
That's a whole culture in
Whole
Detroit,
culture.
Right?
Like it was a whole underworld. Like you had crews snatching glasses.
They even got a movie named after the shit.
Yeah. They don't even... You talking about buffed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, buffed up. That's kind of like a friendly side of it. It was it was a real dark side to that, man. You know, you had crews that was just for snatching glasses. You know, that they was balling off that. It was
like how these niggas down here used to snatch jeans and shit. Like
snatch what?
Jeans.
Shit, 30 deep. The blue jean bandits. They used to like. They
but
used to
them jean were high hell. It was an era for them jeans.
Yeah. Like,
niggas,
no, that's like, I don't remember that shit.
2000, like, niggas oh snatching God, them up like, and selling them 300-400.
Snatching them off of niggas?
Niggas,
nah.
Niggas
was
I'm like, damn.
God damn, run back. So you don't know they going there getting the whole load.
No, they going in the mall.
That's what I thought. Like, off of them.
Yeah, I was like, damn,
you hard.
Y'all bushing. The nigga take them starter jackets off your ass back in our days.
Oh, yeah, that was in Detroit, too. Oh,
nigga take them motherfuckers off your ass. Like, I remember I came to school to Andre Robinson. I mean, not Andre Rison.
Penny Hardaway's.
The tall nigga, man. David Robinson.
Oh, David Robinson, Spurs, yeah.
David Robinson jersey with the Spurs jacket. Heard this coupe, but them niggas around me for that shit.
No, that was in the deal. That was before my time, though. That was like late 80s, early 90s. That was going on.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular club in Detroit? You think strip club?
Strip club?
Truth.
Yeah.
Well, that one is all too. Night that we Ace went to one time.
You probably talking about Deja Vu in Highland Park. They renamed it something else though. Listen, you go in a gate.
Yeah.
Big ass gate. Yep. They renamed it something. I forgot what it's called now. But it's still open though. That's like the after hour spot.
Yeah.
But I would say Ace of Spades and Truth for sure.
You still be doing shows in your city?
Here and there. You know, here and there.
You don't like doing shows at home?
No, they be straight. They be straight. But I did it all for so long, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a rerun, you know. Like I be wanting to touch places I ain't never been before. Like that don't really excite me for real. I'm mainly like in the Ohio's and Milwaukee,
like the Midwest.
Yeah.
What city you feel like fuck with you more? Like, but they begin. I get a bad fuck with them. They fuck with me.
It's a lot of them, but what blew my mind was Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah,
that blew my mind. Like,
really?
They treated me like royalty out there for real. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Like, it was crazy. It was people with tattoos, buy love tattoos. It was all up.
So speaking of that also, speaking of the buy lug, the whole buy lug era and the whole buy lug situation, tell us a little bit more about that and, you know, how you linked up with Jeezy and, you know what I'm saying, like, what the status of that is right now to this day.
Jeezy, my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking when we first got our deal?
Mm-hmm.
He had reached out to us and flew us out, shit, we really ain't give a fuck what the terms was. We like, we signed. Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah, we like, let's go. We gonna go from there. And yeah, we was on Atlantic and CTE. Right. End up not working out something with Atlantic. I think it was something with Atlantic or something like that. We never even put out an album. We just got like a bag and was like, all right, yeah, go on ahead. You know, I wasn't complaining, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just kept a good relationship, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the rest is history for real.
Oh, you know, you don't owe me
nothing. Yeah, everybody just got like a free couple dollars and wish they separate ways, you know?
But you and him just recently dropped some shit though, right?
Yeah, X Dilla Flow Part 2, yeah. Okay. Knocked it out in like, probably like 4 days, sent me the verse back. Then did the video. Day of his concert.
Video hard.
Yeah. We shot that in like probably like 20 minutes. Fast.
You lying.
Yeah. We was right across the street from where this concert was at. We like, come on, just get out. We about to do it right here. Knocked it out.
What?
Yeah.
That shit hard.
How was it like growing up in Detroit? Like, you know, your upbringing and shit.
For me, it was smooth. Like, I had both my parents, you know, my mom's, my daddy. I had my grandparents. They was my mom and my daddy. They was in the streets. My grandparents was in the streets, and I was the only child, so I was highly spoiled. Like I had everything, and you know, I just grew up, you know, of course, around knuckleheads and all that type of shit. And your average, typical hood story, you know. I'm just a fly kid in the hood. It's a bunch of fly kids, you know. It's niggas down the street. They fly. These niggas on this side, they fly. We was all like the kids of the hustlers for real.
What made you stand out though? Like you feel like they were saying, that's such a, he's such a, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, you be known for something.
Right.
Even when you're a kid, you know how you be known for shit. Like,
I don't know. It was a lot of fly niggas on the block, but I used to do a lot of shit first. You know, like platinum chain or something, or a certain leather jacket, I have it on first or something.
Yeah.
But I just always carried myself different though too. Yeah. Like, I feel like I wasn't never a knucklehead like that, you know, like price mine on the outside looking in and be like, yeah, that nigga was bad. But compared to the niggas I was around, hell, I wasn't nothing like that. Nothing like them.
You think you get credit to that for the fact that basically you're still around and hadn't had to go sit down or hadn't been harmed, you know what I'm saying? Just not being an extreme knucklehead?
I don't know, man. I was such, like God, for real. Mm. Like something I can't even explain. Mm. You know, it'd been a bunch of close calls where I can't even explain how I got out of this unfazed or untouched, you know. But
yeah.
I always just always had my own mind. You know, I ain't never really been no follower for real.
Mm. You know? Mm. When you speak of Detroit, man, obviously there's been a lot of like just different like rap beefs and all type of crazy shit going in Detroit. But it seems like now the climate is kind of like everybody kind of coming together. I think you might have had some division with some people or what have you, but it's like everything is kind of just cooler right now. Yeah. Everybody's kind of just letting the bullshit go.
Everybody's kind of getting to their money. You know what I'm saying? It's still a little bullshit, but you know, they keep it between them. But for the most part, everybody's just getting to their money. Mm. You know, like when we was coming up, we was beefing with everybody. Mm. Like, we was beefing with crews, we was beefing with rappers, all that shit. But, you know, that was some young shit for real. Mm. You know, the older you get, you just start being like, look, man, this shit is retarded. Mm. You know, you kind of make amends.
Mm.
And that shit was fucking the bag up for real at the end of the day. Sure. Like, I was getting flew out to labels. First thing they wanted to know was, who was I beefing with? Asking me about, yo, you beefing with such and such, such and such. Like, they was always worried about that shit.
Mm.
So that fucks the money. It scared the money off.
So anything you was involved with, was you the person that was like, fuck that, I'm going to reach out? Or when I run into him, like, I think we heard something about, I don't know, you and Peasy might have had some division at one point. Were you the person that said, fuck that, I'm going to be the bigger man? Or you just ran into niggas? Or how did it get squashed?
Nah, that was, that kind of just came with time. Mm. You know, it came with time.
And y'all getting older.
Yeah. But, you know, it take like both crews to kind of be on one page. I don't feel like if I stepped up and squashed it, but my man's feeling a way about it, it wouldn't have been.
That's how that shit usually be. Because it'd be the niggas in the background that be
everybody
like,
gotta agree.
Keeping the shit, keeping the shit going. Because
they'd be looking at me like, what the fuck you doing? Like, I'm going over there like, hey man, squash this shit. They gonna look at me crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody gotta be on one page.
Mm. You ever did any ghostwriting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not no platinum hits or nothing.
Not no platinum hits. Right. Yeah. You done cooked up for a few people.
Yeah.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Just a good, big, fast conversation. Do you think that that takes away from a rapper's credibility when they let somebody write for them?
I don't know, man. It depends. What type of song is it? Like, is it a club for the ladies type of song? Or is it like...
I'm a real nigga song.
I see where you go.
I'm a real nigga song. No, you can't have nobody rapping your damn life. Nah.
Listen up. Y'all, I feel
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
No. Let's hear it. Let's get into it.
You can have a nigga around you that grew up around you and done really, what do you call, studied you as a person. Say for instance, if I didn't know how to write a rap, my son know how to rap, right? Mm-hmm. And he write my life.
Mm-hmm. That's family.
That's not what
you're talking about.
That's different.
No,
that's how
most writers do. Most writers download a nigga and write for them folks.
Nah, but see, the thing is, we talking about if a nigga takes your real life and just teaches you how to put it in words. We talking about a writer nigga coming and writing a whole fantasy and you rapping it like I'm the realest nigga in the street.
I don't think that's what D-Rap nigga doing now. D-Rap, a lot of these niggas getting assistant with these songs. Don't get it fucked up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think it's a difference between getting assistant. Like, creation is the effort, but I'm talking about like
creation is sorcery are two different things.
That's what I'm saying. You got
producers that collab and shit on beats and they make big ass hits.
But you got niggas pulling up with that whole thing ready too, bro. This it. This the cadence. Rap it like this. You got niggas pulling up with that whole thing ready.
Mm-hmm. But does it take away? from you saying I'm the hardest rapper or the best rapper or the best lyricist? Because you didn't write that shit. You're the performer.
I got to perform this shit.
Yeah, you're the performer.
That's the main part of it. Can you sell what you selling?
Can you sell what you selling? I can't argue with that.
I don't feel like you can be like, I'm the most lyrical, hardest, bar for bar.
I'm a great actor.
How am I saying this shit the hardest?
Or
I'm saying this shit the hardest you ever seen to say.
A rapper is a total package.
I feel you. I agree.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
You have to have a skill to be able to consider yourself a rapper.
That's all that whoopity boopity shit that don't get no nigga no money. I'm talking about the shit that get niggas paid. You can write me the hardest shit ever, bro. If I can say this shit, if you believe that I'm saying this shit that I'm saying, you believe it, that's the money.
But listen to what I'm saying.
Is this entertainment or this?
No, you're right.
But it's not the art.
Just hear me out, though.
Who the fuck care about art? These niggas in this shit for the pay.
We talk about payroll.
We know a bunch of niggas who in it for the art. Them niggas ain't having no money.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, you a damn fool, nigga, write you a hit. You like, I ain't rapping it because I write my own lyrics.
No, I'm not saying turn down a hit, but I'm just saying, when it's all said and done and everybody's dead and we coming down to the history of the statistics of the shit.
Get that man hit credit. Who care about credit? Where the dough at?
You gonna get your pub. You gonna get your pub.
Fuck the credit. Where the dough at?
Yeah.
For sure. It's
about money.
We don't
care about that because hits are collective efforts. It come with a producer. Sometimes writer, sometimes artist.
Engineers.
That go back from way these hits we dance and the mamas and shit been popping their ass too.
So basically what you telling me is it that fucking Hank Aaron had a pinch hitter, he deserves to still be the greatest nigga from
baseball? That ain't the same thing, Jay. That ain't the same thing.
Oh my God, now it's not
Hank Aaron's body wasn't physical enough to goddamn pull this hit off. If a nigga gave me a hit and I pull it off,
man,
this shit was destined.
Man, you tripping.
If I got a hit on my hard drive right now, I'm like, bro, I've been studying, my nigga. I think I got your sweat down. Listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro, did that.
Yeah, I'd be a fool to turn it down.
And I already, Jay-Z ready to jump on it too. Like, Jay-Z said he gonna put a verse on it, bro. He fuck with it. He just wants you to put your voice on it. Woot, woot. Puff gonna dance on it. Whatever the fuck it is. This is it. They finna stamp this. This a hit.
Y'all are missing a point. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying.
You already do.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying turn the hit down, But what I'm saying is, if it came down to it and I was to put you up against another nigga that had just as big of a hit, but he went through all the steps and put in all the work.
You can think that, though. You can think that. You can think that. That's cap, though.
You can't compare.
Look at him,
that.
Screen ready to agree. You can think that. But them same niggas be having nobody ass niggas in the studio.
Not agree really, with me, nigga.
I'm saying, really writing that shit. Them same niggas who you think ain't doing it by themselves, they engineered them there writing it. No, say it like this, bro.
No, for sure.
No, this, no, that.
Right?
No, this, no, that. No, this, no, that. But niggas just ain't telling this man, getting man his credit.
I'm not speaking on them niggas. I'm speaking on the niggas that really are going from point A to point F by themselves.
Like who?
But this is what we're saying, Jay. Like, is that a like dinosaur way of thinking now? I hear what you're saying, but is that a dinosaur way of thinking?
No, it's not a dinosaur way of thinking, but I'm saying the same way you're saying, give these folks their credit, give these niggas their credit. Just doing
sure,
it all the way from top to bottom by themselves.
Unicorn niggas. Most of the time, if you're in the studio, everybody in the studio, we really writing this song together, unless you just one of them niggas who going
like
out
said,
and just zone out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't taking that away from them niggas, but I'm saying, this shit has turned to a hustle. All that art shit, it's cool. But this a hustle now. Niggas is feeding their family about this shit.
Most definitely.
Dude, when you go in there to them label, them folks, what's the songs? Fuck how real you is. Mm-hmm. What songs are we going with? You can put 12 of them motherfucking real niggas on there and get you three songs from some writers.
But it's not...
Three hits, because that's my only three songs they going to push anyway. Why the fuck do you care? If y'all want to hear me, these are me. These are my hits. I don't give a fuck how you feel. What them hits at?
Hitmaker wrote these, and I did these.
Exactly.
No, what I'm saying, y'all missing the whole fucking.
We get what you conversation. Saying. It's a healthy conversation. That's why
we
I brought
get
it
what
up.
What you saying, man?
If I'm in the studio with Drake and he like, look, say that shit like this instead of woo woo. Say like I'm the meek wearing nigga from Detroit. I'm gonna
Drake
say
done
shit.
said a lot of shit for like, a lot of period. Niggas too now. Like done said it, said like this, and a lot of niggas done did that for them.
Now is that count? Like, does that count as like writing for a nigga though?
Yes, it's the same.
Like a nigga.
If I give you the whole melody and everything, nigga, I just wrote that.
It is.
I just blessed you.
But we in the studio, and there's some niggas in the studio.
Ain't talking about we in the studio. I'm saying I send you a record. This it, bro. Do it like this. Jump on this, and you drew it off that energy, bro. Mm. I just blessed you. Mm. And niggas do that for each other. Like don't get it fucked up. The lowest nigga to the biggest nigga do it like. This sound like you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This sound like you, bro. Go on the kid, say the hook like this. I already wrote the hook. I plenty of song that y'all hear. It was another nigga on the hook whose song it is.
Wait for
But he
you.
Told another nigga to sing this hook in your voice because it's going to sound better in your voice. Like, when we musicians. We hear sounds. It may not sound like this in my voice.
So this
It
this,
might sound like for bruh.
Now, this is a final question. If... I'm just
that's
throwing the name
shit,
out.
Though. Yeah, that's
if I, I'm just throwing it, we just throwing it out.
I'm sick of y'all niggas.
You from Detroit? You from Detroit? If it came out, this is just hypothetically. If it came out that Eminem ain't right 2/3 of his shit, would you think differently?
We
about
can't
Eminem?
Respect that.
Nah,
Eminem, that's all I'm saying.
Respect that. You gotta be, boy. You getting too much clout. You a white boy. You better be done did everything you say you did. Real shit, cause you damn near number one.
That's all I'm saying.
Eminem, a super lyrical type artist, though. So he—that's kind of like his whole shit,
his whole
legacy,
foundation.
His whole foundation is lyrics. So that gotta be all.
Yeah, that gotta be
that takeaway from his whole.
I'm talking about a nigga with that motherfucker with that jewelry on. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving me some money. I'm really a hustler. I'm really trying not to go to chain gang. So I'm doing the rap.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I finna stay? Whatever the fuck I can stay when this man got this shit sound just like me over here with Chris Brown can get on it. You know what I'm saying? Whoever, some big shit. I'm finna just stay. Like, to me, that don't even make sense.
But that's not what I said.
Some
though.
Niggas feel like that, though.
That's
like,
not what
hell
I
hell nah, bro. I'm gonna get this shit out the mud. The mud?
No.
What mud?
The mud is dirty.
This shit right here, ready to go. Here.
That's an alley-oop.
Like, that's what that is. You can't look at it like that,
bro. Because
at the end of the day, I'm finna get y'all folks on my shit too. Because I'm gonna have to come back and recover.
But usually it go like, if you feel a song is for a different artist, you give it to them with the hook, the beat, and you just like, you know, lay your verses on that. I feel that's for you. You know, it ain't like I got the verse and you just fill in the words. It ain't.
So if a nigga give you the verse. Rapping sounding just like you, like, really? I can't do no better than this. This it. Like, what the fuck? This shit
know,
perfect.
Man.
Why I'm finna fuck with this?
I don't know.
I feel you.
Yeah, it depends on what it sound like.
I know.
It depends on what it sounds.
Bruh, stand in the booth with me and show me what you were thinking about when you wrote this shit so I can say it exactly how I need to say it.
Right.
Coach me all the way through it. I don't give a fuck because I don't look at this shit as my art.
That's what it comes. Now you
looking, most niggas don't
like
know.
Like just a bag real quick. Like,
most
damn,
niggas don't like.
Hit my lick, get the fuck on.
Naming the biggest lyricist in the game. Name him.
Biggest lyricist or Jada, biggest rapper?
As Jada, right
Kiss,
now?
Jada Kiss wouldn't let nobody write his shit.
Okay.
I don't think.
Jada my man, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Do you think Jay-Z let niggas write his shit?
Not
so his, you think Kanye his, ain't pulling
not,
up with the not, whole
not his
game?
Verse is.
He already a verse nigga in his head. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's a verse nigga. But you think a nigga, like, bruh, when a nigga bring you this shit and sell it to you, I seen on his documentary, Kanye was telling the nigga, like, and then when you gonna come back out, you gonna whoop. I just showed you your hit. I'm giving you the inspiration to go in there and do what you do. Just do Jay on this.
Yeah.
That come with the, that's like.
No, that's cool.
That ain't
full writing, though. That's like producing. That's,
yeah,
that's like
producing,
creation.
Producing.
That ain't full writing. We're talking about.
But that's
talking about
shit.
This. Here.
That's same shit to me.
Read it from the notes. I just sent you an iPhone note. Read that.
You right.
No, it's if he go in there and rap it like I'm Hov and the woo woo woo.
Yeah.
And then Jay-Z go in there and
yeah,
say.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, that's
that
a bad. That was a bad comparison. I'm just trying to make that shit sound good. Make it make sense in my mind. Because at the end of the day, I know. If this man got a song for me that Bank can pull off right now tonight, I'm going to be a rapper tomorrow. Like, it's a hit. Everybody's saying, but that's a hit. Everybody. Like, the radio people, we can't wait to spin it. We just want your voice on it. I don't give a fuck what y'all think.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's
different strokes.
That's hustling. That's proper hustling.
Yeah.
You'll do the same. We all would probably do the same.
I do what?
You would do it if somebody wrote you a rap. If he said, I got one for you, Jay.
Yeah.
You gonna go because it's a hustle. We not
it depends on what type of artist you is and which what's valuable to you.
Yeah, no, we all say the same.
I think it depends on what type of artist you is and what's valuable to you. Like, if you like, nigga, I'm spitting this shit from the soul, nigga, and you know,
that shit ain't about shit, man. Nobody kidding about all that, man. What, who on Forbes? That what niggas giving a
but
fuck
if you
about?
An artist, it's like, I need some M's, I want the hit, I want
we're
all
in
that.
A different time, man. Yeah. Yeah. We're in a different time. Like, that shit went for then. These niggas want some money now, man. These hoes want some money. So, everybody, your kid want money.
I think I
got everybody want to keep sit around playing. People want money, man.
I think I got a great.
You sit around trying to be the biggest rapper ever in life. Like, that's your purpose. That just some motherfucking money didn't do that, bro.
I think I got a great comparison. Like, what if you stand on being the freshest nigga in the game and you capping like, shit, I'm fresh. I'll be here tomorrow. I put this shit together. I'm fresh. But then everybody finds out you have this stylist that puts all of it together. It's kind of similar.
Is it fresh?
It's still fresh.
Yeah, it's still fresh.
That's the end of it.
No, I feel
that's
you.
That's a great comparison. This shit fresh, nigga.
It's still a comparison.
I am the freshest.
It don't take away from the fresh.
But the part that's flawed is if you say, I put this shit together.
I did because I had to put it on and clamp the motherfucking my pants together. I put this shit together.
You put
I
it
got
on.
This shit on.
You put it on.
I got it
you
on.
Didn't style
I
yourself.
But who cares about that, though?
No, because rappers are saying, I'm my own stylist.
I'm my own. Cool.
I'm signing to myself. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about.
Let a bitch dress me.
Right.
But if you that deep into me, who's the hater?
No.
Because I said I put this shit on. I put this shit together. I got it on. This shit look nice. You like it. But now you worried about the back end of it or who probably did.
Because you lied to us.
I ain't lying.
I'm just talking as a fan.
I know. I get what you're saying. But people
you
do
lied
that.
To
yeah,
people do that to
shit.
You.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Retarded shit to be.
But they'll do that. Like, hold you accountable for everything.
But you got to think about fans. Like, see, we ain't never. You got to think about fans, which is fanatic. A motherfucker that idolizes this rapper.
That's
everything
the
they wear, everything they
and
say.
And that critiques every single little
that's
piece
what I'm getting.
Of everything.
You cannot look at a person. That's worshiping a person.
They are fans.
That's
worshiping
artists. If you're looking at a person believing that they don't have flaws because you like their music, you're a fucking
you're
idiot.
Tripping. You're tripping.
Yeah, you taking.
It could be a whole character. This whole every time this camera on or every time this mic on, this could be a fake ass person. You just because it make you feel like what it make you feel like don't mean shit.
True. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't hold them people accountable. I look at all this shit and you better get your motherfucking money.
It's all entertainment at the end of the
day.
That's
bro.
What people
it's
gotta
all
know.
Entertainment, man.
I'm glad we got to
it's
that.
It's meant
part.
To be entertaining, you know. It turned into now you just gotta be
stand on business.
Well,
all the way around.
You gotta be that. Yeah, you gotta go out bad.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta go out bad. For a nigga to say you the real nigga in this shit, you gotta go out bad.
Oh yeah, you gotta sacrifice yourself.
to be the realest nigga in this shit, you gotta go out bad.
Sacrifice yourself.
Man. Anything else, he getting soft.
That's the only way to win is to lose.
Yes, bro.
It's a dirty game.
You gotta motherfucking rewind your shit and play it back to yourself before you play it to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be able to get in the corner, rewind yourself, see right. where you at, what's going on, where I'm at with this shit, before you play it out to the people. You get what I'm saying? That makes sense. That makes sense.
No, it made perfect sense.
Like, that means you just gotta think about every move, bro, because at the end of the day, you could be out here sacrificing yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Try to prove to some motherfuckers who ain't nothing that you something, but you doing nothing like you nothing. You gotta be nothing to be something to them in their eye.
Welcome to the clout era.
Who going for that, though? That's why I wouldn't give a fuck who wrote it if I could pull it off. You get what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what a nigga say if I can do it.
The difference with you is you would say, I'm a fucking hustler. Give me this Grammy.
No, whatever it is to feed my family, as long as it ain't nothing to go against my morals, no shit like that, that's what it is.
Because you're a hustler.
That's what
exactly. I'm talking about the rapper.
Who the fuck care? Rap is a hustle now. Niggas be a damn fool. They see what that shit getting you to be.
Yeah, rap is a hustle, but most rappers don't have morals anymore.
True. All right, so you ain't got no moral. How the fuck are you trying to sit around talking about you ain't gonna let no nigga write you no hit? Mm-hmm. If you got the fame, everybody fuck with you, your swag and everything. Bro, all you missing is that one. Nigga tell you that shit for 60 years. Right. Yeah, so be broke as fuck.
Let me ask another question.
But you ain't never get that one,
though. What if somebody bring you a hit, but it ain't you?
Nah, I ain't fucking with
you. You ain't gonna
Nah. It gotta connect. Yeah. If it ain't you, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I can't fuck
with you. You gotta stay true to your core.
Nah, if it ain't you, it ain't gonna work. You gonna have that one song. That's it. If it ain't you, it ain't gonna work.
They ain't gonna lose your foundation.
I'm gonna throw out a situation, and he said this, like, Gucci Man, Swiss Beach, Gucci time. He, like, Gucci Man had said, like, I shouldn't have did that. That way.
But that's a different kind of nigga. We know you trying something, Gucci. You Gucci Man, we know who you is already.
Right.
So, like, we accept you, bro. We know you just tried your move, and we respect you, but it didn't work, bro.
Yeah, that's just like saying, that's just like saying, Tip shouldn't have did, bring him out.
No, that shit hard. That turned him up.
That worked.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if he never would have tried it, we never would have known.
Exactly.
Swiss Beach did shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, damn, that really ain't me, but...
Oh, no, I'm rapping on that bit.
The movie...
Even if I gotta try.
You gonna give it a try.
Yeah, I gotta give it a try. That's like if I get a Timberland beat, and I'm like, oh, this really ain't me. This the only beat he got for me. I gotta make that motherfucker work.
Yeah.
At least try it.
I got you.
But I ain't about to rap on no techno sound and, you know, pop bullshit.
But a real writer ain't even to bring you no shit that ain't you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These folks is creative. They are the artists.
They might hear something that you're not seeing.
Yeah, nigga, go listen to all your music and then bring you your one.
Yeah.
Like, damn, why I couldn't think of this?
What if, I'm just painting a picture, what if there was a writer, and we have to ask him, that brought Flo Rida, the new Flo Rida? Because you remember what Flo Rida was before he became?
You're talking about the apple bottom boots Flo Rida.
But what if he heard that the first time? What if he heard... What?
Flur, not the fur, the flur.
With
the flur!
But y'all bullshit, no, that nigga Flo Rida is up.
But no, listen like, what I'm saying.
Yo, what fuck about Big Facts Podcast talking about a nigga wrote that with the boots with the furs?
No, I fuck with Flo Rida. That's a dog.
What I'm saying is,
what if he would have said, I'm not doing that on Flo Rida? Because he used to rap on some other shit.
Man,
before he did that.
A real street nigga.
That's what I was saying. What if he said, I'm not doing that?
That tried some shit and
tried, that did some shit.
That did some shit.
Yes, man.
He went with his move, what it is. How the fuck am I not going with my move?
So would you have done apple bottom jeans? That's what I was trying to get at.
You got that juror on. That should have worked, bro. You got that juror on. That's all it takes.
No, he could have done. He could have done.
With the fur.
He could have done the buffs with the fur.
He put me on that shit.
Buffs with the fur probably would have worked. That probably would have worked.
Put that shit all around. Around the buffs with the fur. With the fur.
Yeah. I wouldn't have sung that part. You know, I would have been on it for sure.
Straight.
I'm just saying.
You saying if you were doing mixtapes, right?
Yes.
If a nigga know how to talk exactly how you knew how to talk,
then what, man?
I'm a money getting nigga.
DJ!
Oh, this happens.
Sound just like you.
Hood rich, hood
still ain't gonna be the same, though.
What
you don't see some niggas trying to be like you. You
what
know
if
that.
It's better, though. and then the nigga want to sign to you.
That's different. That's business.
Also, if a nigga,
Bank the lawyer has won.
Thank you.
Case like, I get it. That's business. But I'm
a fuck. Boots with the fur. Fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Hey, because then Flo Rida come out and like the, he came out like the Plies era, didn't he?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
He thought he was finna be a big ass street nigga. He thought he finna be just, you know what I'm saying? Like a street nigga type, talking that street shit.
And the Pitbull went and
got them bitches.
Pitbull did it to another one.
Them nigga went and got the bitches.
Everybody, like, they saw the vision.
Them nigga went and got the bitches. Fuck these niggas.
Yeah.
These niggas gonna say anything ain't gonna make you not real. Bruh, that nigga on the beach, he ain't real. Anything gonna make you not real, fuck with these niggas.
Oh, yeah, you can't listen to these niggas.
Like, anything. That nigga love that hoe, bro. I remember that bitch 28 years. Yes, I love her.
Right.
That nigga ain't real, nigga. Loving these hoe.
So I come
God
down.
Damn. What I gotta do? What? Fuck how a nigga feel about these boots with the fur.
So try when you put try it out on it, they would have came with boots with the fur, you would have did that shit.
What?
I'm just asking. If they would have came with boots with the fur and said, this is your next single, babe.
Come on with it. Nah, I had a single already. I just didn't do it, but I just rap, give me anxiety.
Hey, try it out was everywhere. That's when good. I first came that down. It, boy. I heard that shit every that shit fucking where, man.
No, one could stop playing was it.
I'm just
you
saying,
just had backed
I'm
up.
Just,
stop playing was it.
Nah, it was
anytime I do something, I believe in
scenes.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I just think I just got anxiety at shows and shit. Like I'm just
you ain't like
talking.
Performing?
I don't it ain't even I like performing, but it's just being in the club
in
atmosphere
the crowd.
And
okay,
shit.
I feel
I can't it just
you,
shit
you,
do
you
something
still
to
still was active, so you like
yeah,
man,
it's
I'm
like nah
promoting where the fuck I'm gonna be at. What the fuck?
Like, I didn't think that was gonna do, but it did, but thank God for everything that ever happened in
yeah.
the like, what I'm saying is you gotta know what's for you.
For sure.
You could be doing some shit that work that ain't for you. So could this shit work? This shit still can take you down the wrong road to some shit that the wrong way. That wasn't for me, bro.
I respect that.
I don't know fuck how good I felt like it was, and ooh, that shit wasn't shit, bro. I don't know. When you feel right, I feel right doing this shit. Cool. Talking shit, smoking my weed. I got players in the building.
You happy? That's what it's all about. You happy?
Shit, this shit feels great.
But Boots with a fur would have took you to some
good,
different
man.
Type of crowd,
and I'd have been still not me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Would you do
I'm
it?
I'm like cashed in.
Motherfucker. You the cashed in?
Hey, I'm a hell of a business now.
It's basically like, would you make that sacrifice to get to the next level? Would you sacrifice yourself?
What's
your
that ain't sacrifice yourself.
Boots, I don't think doing boots with the first
what sacrifice.
First
sacrifice? What is
the
sacrifice?
No, what I'm saying, like, okay, just like a nigga like you, for instance, how you saying, like, that wasn't for you. If you had...
We could have did a run, Jay.
No,
we
listen.
We did a run, Boo, with the fur. We did that. Got
that's
that
what
money.
I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
We got that.
We did a run. We tried out.
That's
he got the money.
I'm just right. saying, but we had a boot with the fur. We finna go hit overseas. This,
but what I'm saying is, boots with the fur would have involved a lot more than try it out did, as far as performing, crowds,
but,
all that
but
shit.
But the compensation would have been different. So things would have been different.
Compensation, bro.
I'm sure the song ain't
what is it?
Compensation.
Well, whatever. The conversations would have been different, too. Boots with the fur and try it out. 10 different, like, totally different
what
songs.
She said, what she said
you would have had a, if you would have had a crowd serve with boots with the fur, and I would have had to been, like, jumping
been
in the crowd
happy
behind
as fuck the
shit,
crowd
like,
serve with because I don't got boots with the fur money. If it's a crowd to surf in, that means we don't got money. Hey, surfing the Libra and shit. I got tired. That shit gave me anxiety. I just told you that. Them club nigga, we Jay booking it against shit. Soon you get into town, no, nobody follow work. Man, that go back, man. Where the fuck we at, Jay? They good. We going up to, you know, a rocket road. It's
yeah.
My bad, man. Come on, let's get back to these.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
People gonna get drunk in the trap museum.
Cause I was a kid when I came down to Atlanta. I was hearing try it out everywhere I went. Mm-hmm. To hear the story behind it. That's dope.
Nah, that
try
shit
it out
look.
Is a classic.
That shit
would
love.
What nobody say.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we gonna win it whatever we do. And you gotta believe that anybody out there at home, where's my camera?
Right here.
Anyone, if you're at home, believe in yourself. You can do whatever the fuck you wanna do. You make it try it out. Or whatever.
Fur with the boots.
Boots with the
now you call it fur
your,
with the boots.
No, I'll push your side. I'm quit playing.
It's a wine and a liquor.
Hell of your business, man. Stop trying to hell of your business through another motherfucker's eyes, bro.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who it is. It can be your friend, your family, your girl, your kids, whoever, man. Hell of your business, because don't nobody know what's going on inside of your shit with you, dog.
Facts.
Exactly. And if you can see that shit inside of your shit, nigga, that mean that's what's for you. Anything else you do ain't gonna feel right.
Fresh. For real.
If I'm trying to do what you want me to do, it ain't gonna feel right.
It ain't gonna work.
Yeah, if your heart is telling you to fur boots that shit out, fur boots it out and get the money.
Whatever. Even if in a relationship, you know, these niggas, these is just some different type of niggas. This new, like, I don't know. Even the old niggas started to do this. Like, you can lie to the police, to your mama, all your life. I'm rebellious, mama. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going in the streets. I gotta eat. Your daddy, fuck you, nigga. You ain't doing that. Ooh. Your kids, whoever. You get to this bitch, you wanna do what she wants you to do. What is wrong with these niggas, man?
What's wrong with you, bro? But you just saying,
I'm just being real. What you saying, right. Bro, you would go through all this shit. You rebellious on the pastor. Nigga, you feel like fuck God.
I was falling in with.
But when you get to this bitch, nigga.
I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that.
Listen, you the one. Bruh, I'm telling you.
I mean, I would have thought God would have made a cut. Like,
bruh, niggas is saying rebellious on everybody to judge. Mm. Fuck the police, I'm running red light at night. Man, nigga be following nigga. Fuck, I'm running red lights. Park in the tollway zone, you buck. Get down to this bitch, man.
You do what's supposed
obedient.
To be done.
Obedience. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I
get big fat. Big fat, big fat. In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems
may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Who was the first nigga y'all think?
It is Black History Month still, right?
To turn niggas to bitches. A lot of niggas is bitches these days, bro. Oh, the shit I see these niggas do, my granddad and them it's one doing,
made.
Man.
It's bitch made for sure.
I don't give a fuck what a nigga say. Niggas ain't doing that shit, bro. How you a man doing this, bro?
And you got social media too, though. You got social media had a lot to do with that too.
No, I'm saying at home, baby, I'm not the nigga doing the shit.
Oh, you still ain't gonna watch this shit?
Women do. I'm saying, I will if ain't nobody there. I'm not, I don't know, I'm just different. I ain't been, I wash my dish. Right. I'm not the fucking dishwasher. How?
So you finna make, hold on, let me get this straight. So you finna make a whole sink full of dishwater and wash your dish?
I'm saying I wash, like if the dish is already clean, like, I keep it clean. I ain't gonna be the nigga to put the first dish in the sink. I'm that kind of nigga. I'm respectable. Now, if I cook some shit, you are, I see the house clean, okay, baby, I respect that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna wash mine so it won't just be my shit, though, to keep you going. You get what I'm saying? It ain't no more dishes, though. Now, this shit already piled up. I'm just throw my shit in there, too.
I like it.
Nah, it makes sense.
I ain't saying shit. I ain't about to fuck myself up.
But am I lying or am I flying? Is these niggas the new ladies though? Is dudes more ladylike?
Oh God. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Sure. Like, bro, like, them men, like, bro, I don't know. I guess I can just
even with call niggas being in niggas' business, that ain't
all
there.
The old men.
That was never cool.
Mean. These folks wasn't friendly. These folks were men, like some other kind of shit. Caveman, them the niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know not to do no bitch ass shit in front of granddad. Like, that hurt type. Nigga, you better be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I tripping,
for sure,
bro?
For sure.
Am I tripping, screen creepy real? You had to be. Niggas ain't holding niggas accountable for and telling niggas what whole shit is.
It's the internet.
I know this shit done swayed, but it's like, bro, that's some whole shit. You say that, you're a hater.
So if a nigga says,
ho ass shit is ho ass shit, no matter how you cut it. Huh?
So if a nigga says,
I'm saying it's the way you say it, nigga, you better, oh, fuck. Don't let that shit turn you to a bitch, nigga. Like you just went, you a hoe, bro. No matter how you see it.
So if you a
right
hoe.
Right then and there, I see something in you. That shit made you make a sound. That ain't hurt. Bro, don't do that. That don't make sense, though. Am I tripping? Am I tripping? No, I probably am tripping in you guys. No. But
it's always a
breath. It's
always a
breath. Nothing bring that sound out of you. So if you break your ankle, like, breaking in two, you finna,
No, I'm gonna say shit. Shit.
Fuck.
How that don't come out of you? How that part go? That was in you. But that shit was in you. It's so wrong.
Vegas, shout out.
Go ahead, bro. My father,
so here's my question. Since we're speaking on love and we're speaking on the family aesthetic and all of that, So, well, not recently, but you married your longtime girlfriend, Kendra. Had a beautiful service.
Congratulations.
Beautiful.
We engaged.
Yeah. Well, y'all had some kind of something y'all had, and the shit was amazing.
It'd be like, baby
y'all be
showers,
having events and shit. Yeah, like, y'all be events. Having, like, I love you parties and, like, all kind of shit. The shit be, like, beautiful. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a lot when both of you guys are high-powered, successful. You know, both of you have a lot going on. So how do you manage to turn off payroll and turn into engaged boyfriend, almost husband, soon to be daddy?
I mean, I am a daddy.
Huh?
I am a daddy.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. How do you turn this off?
I'm not,
and go into that?
I'm the same dude.
Payroll, no, I know that.
Payroll and at home, same dude, man. You know, like, I was a wild young nigga. Like, I ran with
that's the, what I'm we, saying. We how do you tame that shit in so, the house? Like,
shit. I don't know. It's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never really been into just dumb shit like that, for real. I always been like a household.
Wild,
family,
but not dumb. Like,
nigga.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I see what like, you're saying.
We was living like we was grown when we was young. So
yeah.
By the time a nigga was like 23, you know, nigga was tired of that shit, for real. Mm. Like, man, nigga ready to just move to the burbs and stay out the way, get money, and
have these fucking grandiose, fantabulous celebrations and shit.
You know, nigga wasn't running
like,
around
like
that.
That shit is like, you know? That shit is beautiful to see. I don't know, like, if y'all, like, pay attention to, like, when they be, like, having shit or whatever, but, like, for birthdays, fucking bar mitzvahs, Easters, all kind of shit, they do an event for everything, and it's like, it's like some incredibly beautiful, lovely type shit. Like, it's really, like,
and that, a lot of
amazing.
That be, like, we don't be wanting to just be around dumb shit. So we just throw private events.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Smoke? Detroit? Smoke?
Oh, yeah, Smoke. Smoke from the east side? Yeah, that's my nigga.
Oh, west side you from?
West side. Smizzo.
West side.
Southwest.
West side.
Where Meech know from?
Southwest.
What's the difference in that?
Southwest, like, where the Mexicans at. For real.
For real.
There's some niggas there, too, but mainly, it's known for Mexican Town. You know, it's some grimy shit though. Southwest E Course and Rouge and all that shit. You know?
Oh, so shit. That's how they got deployed then.
I don't know, but they do got the Mexicans right in their back door. Yeah. They got the Mexicans out there. Mexicans ain't nowhere else in Detroit but Southwest.
What's your favorite spot outside of Detroit?
What you mean?
Like your favorite spot?
Like Atlanta. Favorite city?
Yeah.
It's between Atlanta or Miami.
Okay.
Atlanta or Miami, for sure. Mm. I just like the view and the weather out in Miami. Mm. And out here, I like the people. I like the, it just feels different in the air out here for me. You know, I lived out here for like 2-3 years.
Why you think Atlanta and Detroit niggas get along so well?
I don't know.
It seems like it's always just seamless.
Because for one, Atlanta is like real Southern hospitality, they show love, you know what I'm saying? Open their arms to you. Detroit niggas ain't really used to that. Like, we used to just kind of being on guard, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's because both niggas are hustlers, too.
It's like, it go together, you know what I'm saying? To come down here and get embraced instead of, nigga, what the fuck is you? Nigga, what the fuck you doing over here? Like, you know, niggas kind of gravitate towards here. Mm-hmm. I think that shit go back to the 90s, though. Like, right before that. Yeah.
Was that a thing? Y'all say in Detroit, like, I'm going to go to Atlanta. Was that, like, a thing? Like, y'all were proud of? Like, I'm going to go fuck around in Atlanta.
I think everybody said I'm going to go fuck around in Atlanta.
In the 90s, for sure.
Everybody. Yeah. Is it still like that? Like, niggas still come to...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We full.
Shit, we can't get them to leave.
Yeah, we full. Yeah.
That's why the traffic's so fucked
these
up.
These niggas Atlanta niggas now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, most of the out-of-town niggas, them Atlanta niggas now.
Yeah.
They like, Ruggs ain't from New York no more.
Say Russ from Atlanta.
He is not from New York. I know the nigga. He is not from New York no more.
I Russ from Zone 6.
That nigga's a Zone 6 nigga, man. You talking about you pull up on Russ, you been seeing with no New York nigga, you been seeing him with the boys. That's out to my nigga Russ.
But I ain't gonna lie, like seeing Big Meech and all them out here made a lot of, like, our generation want to come out here.
Feel like there's a way.
Yeah, like, let's go out there.
A lot of times
they
got their shit split too, playing with the city, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of, for games.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, You just fuck with the players. You know what I'm saying? Players fuck with players.
Right, right.
The latter shit. We fuck with players. Then you're a player. We player. But you playing. You know what I'm saying? That's just how this shit go in any city.
Yeah.
Any city.
Any city. You go out of town. You out of bounds. How you going to come around thinking you know what goes on when you not from around here with shit been, we been thought of what goes on around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you going to come around and make some new rules in somebody else's shit?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I ain't finna go to Detroit and feel like I know what's going on.
Then you get with the wrong motherfucker. Your experience don't be
different.
You know, it depends on who you linking with when you come to different cities. Your experience gonna be totally different.
Facts.
You know, you link with some grimy motherfuckers, you probably gonna get robbed. Like, man, they rob niggas in Detroit. But you was just with some shady motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Another nigga show you a good time. Yeah, and you be like, yeah. Man, I love Detroit.
Yeah.
That's why I asked about Smoke. Now, Smoke.
Oh, no, Smoke, my nigga. That's a good nigga right
shit.
There.
Every
good
time nigga. I go out there and fuck.
Smoke be having that shit cracking up there. Like,
oh, yeah. He the party man.
Yeah.
No. What you got coming up this year?
I just dropped the project Ghost Mode. Dropped that Friday. I just got a film company. But I start doing independent films.
What's up?
I need a, you know, what the role? Yeah, hell yeah. I'm trying to play. What you want to play? What type of role, man? I don't give a fuck, whatever it is, for the dough. Damn, we gonna wait. Whatever, that's what I'm saying. We got some roles. Nah, you know, that's a role. My little actor publishing. Nah, we got sex scene. Gonna let nigga bounce on that shit. Matter of fact, just holler at my manager. You gonna let nigga, I'm finna book you for a sex scene. I wanna book you for a sex scene. Let somebody pound on that shit on TVJ. You gonna be an actor. You gotta do it. Yeah, you gotta do it. Come on, manager. 5G's. I'm trying to get you the big check. Show that ass. Show that ass. We're gonna get that money, Jimmy. Shit. Am I playing around this motherfucker? We're going for the bag.
Man, let's go, man.
But yeah, he was in Detroit Dreams. Yeah, for sure. That was my people shot that.
Yeah, that one I was fat.
For sure. Shout out to Tay B.
Nigga said, like he's skinny. That one I was fat.
Yeah, yeah, Tay B, that's my brother, for real.
For sure.
Nah, I fuck with them niggas up there in Detroit. Fly niggas, man. Y'all niggas. Them niggas invented fly though. Now every Detroit nigga I ever know, even since I was a little boy, them niggas fly niggas like cars.
New face is here.
Shout out to my nigga New Face, man. Detroit players,
man. I'm gonna be real, like,
I got my nigga Darko in the back, my brother. I love him to death.
Darko
B.
Smith, my nigga Hood Classics, man. Yes. You know,
even an old nigga you see in the hood, like, oh, he from Detroit. He's always a clean nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't gonna lie though, that's like the culture of Detroit. Like, just be on some fly flex and shit.
Yeah, there ain't a lot of dirty niggas in Detroit.
It is.
Nah, that's a lot of dirty niggas.
I mean, you just don't see them.
That water
they're
fucked up
on that.
But when you go to the club, you go on the scene.
Yeah, you're not gonna see it. You're not gonna see the dirty niggas.
Not gonna see that. But you're going to crevices of these
niggas
neighborhoods.
Stay in the dirt. Like, for real,
you're gonna
bro.
See some shit, like, a turnaround. Like, yeah. But our whole culture is the flex and ball and get money.
Yeah.
And, you know, like back in the 90s, niggas was going to the concerts to show the rapper they had more jewelry than them.
Big fans.
All that type of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always been the culture out there. Just heavy flex and getting money.
Who's somebody is your dream to lock in with and do some music that you ain't got to fuck with yet?
Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z.
Payroll.
Yeah. Jay-Z, yeah. Ross. I ain't going to lie. Rick Ross. Like, I think we'll make some dope shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think Hov on everybody's list.
Yeah.
Drake, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
When you get on a record, like, let's say you do some shit like that, are you going...
No boots.
Man.
No boots with the heart.
You going to make them come to your world? Are you okay going to their world? Or you want, like, a balance?
Like, are you versatile?
If it was Ross, I would do a balance. Mm. I would do a balance. Because I kind of go his way, too. So, it would just be balanced out. Hov... I think that'd be hard if Hov was on one of them Detroit beats.
That shit'd go crazy.
That shit'd be hard.
That's never been done.
Never been heard. Like that shid be hard. So yeah. I'll probably put him on some ghetto shit he ain't got no business on. He done did everything, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get on some ghetto fast shit.
What you do if you get a feature back and you feel like you listening to it, you fucking with it, but you just like, boy, this nigga showed me out. You go back and do your shit over?
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm
going
to go back.
Going back in until you get it right?
I done did that a couple of times. Jeezy done made me do that a few times.
For real?
Yeah. Jeezy done made me do that a hell of a time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
I did a song with Pusha T back in the day when we was with Jeezy. And I did the verse, and Jeezy was like, "You show. You want this to be the verse. Like, you
hear go back in, nigga.
Pusha T is saying." I went back in. I still wasn't fucking with Pusha, but I went back in. No.
Oh, he told you not to tell
you. Yeah, he's like, "You sure?"
I'm like, I ain't
just,
sure, bro.
Just because you asking me, I'm going to do it over. Like, shit. Yeah.
So, look, this is what I want to ask you, too. Like, I meant to ask you when we're talking about the family shit. So, you also have a son that's growing up, you know, becoming a man. He's getting older. What are some of the things that you instill in your son to make sure that he doesn't make any of the same mistakes that you made while he was coming up? While you were coming up.
Like with my son, I teach him about money. I teach him
how, like, financial literacy.
Yeah, I
and
teach
stuff?
Him how to make okay. money, how to invest money, just what to do with money.
Okay.
I was never taught that growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody
Most
told me
weren't.
How to invest money and woo woo woo. Right. It was like the niggas in my hood was like, first you buy 8-ball, then you get a quarter, and you get a brick, and they walked away. You ain't know what to do after that. You just like, yeah. What the fuck next? So I teach him, yeah, buy 12 pair of cards. But no, I just teach my son, like, just what to do with money.
Right.
You know, I instill a lot of principles in him, you know, because he got a crew and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
all of that. So, you know, I instill a lot of principles in him. You know.
Okay, cool.
I talk to him like a grown man. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
how we kicking it. That's how me and my son talk.
But Joel's is grown. Like,
I mean, he's 12, but yeah, he act like he been here before.
Man,
you know, nothing right. nothing like, impresses him. He don't give a fuck about none of that. Like, he told me, I showed him some cars. I'm like, man, which one should I get? And he like, get the Maybach. And I got the Maybach, and I'm like, you got the Maybach.
He yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's straight. It's nice. You know, he just didn't give a fuck. Like,
he listened to your music.
Yes.
He did when he was young. Now he on like the young wave.
Okay.
You know? Baby Tron and it's a lot of them he listened to. Mm. But I ain't gonna lie, like I peeped even with that. He got a good ear for talent because the people he listened to, they be underground, and then next thing I know, they blew up. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, he might got a CEO ear or something.
I'm telling you, A&R.
Yeah, I'll be paying attention to that.
Yeah, you got
to
cultivate that and mold it.
He got a rap video out right now, Juju the Boss. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of pushed him to do that, though. But yeah. He don't really care about that.
Go check my boy out, man, on YouTube, man.
Juju feel like, nah, I ain't got time for that, man.
What's the shit you feel like you had to change just in order to be an artist? Like, I can't keep doing it. I got
to
do this.
In
I'm a street shit,
artist.
Just like some regular shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to cut my hair this way. Whatever. Just anything.
I ain't going to lie. Having a street mentality, like, that kind of fuck up a lot of shit. Real. Like, because, you know, in the streets, you like, man, I can't do shit with this nigga or that nigga because of the X, Y, and Z or this nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga don't fuck with that nigga don't fuck with this nigga, so I can't fuck with this nigga. Mm. you damn near gonna be doing a song with the fucking corner of the wall. You just gonna be in the, you gonna be by yourself. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
You gotta,
everybody got little secret situations going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so you gotta damn near do what makes sense. Still stand on what you stand on, but you know
facts.
What I'm saying? Don't trick yourself out of some dumb shit, out of some money,
mm-hmm.
because of this nigga don't like my mans because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Nine times out of 10, what does it be about?
A girl.
A bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you said a bitch.
Told you what he need, goddamn. Lie to the Jews.
Here we go.
Lie to everybody, man.
Y'all done got drunk. Come on, we're gonna take one more sip.
Man, turn around.
Scream with you ain't got
be all toast. He can be.
Come on, man.
Man, this nigga Scream still got a full cup, man.
Full cup.
As he should
that
be.
That's why he ain't going how
like
we doing.
Yeah,
like the sip my deli on.
Yeah, like this the
you
lit table. This the lit
fuck
side
another
of
nigga,
table.
Cause
like,
you ain't gonna respect the nigga. That's just what women do. Like if you turn into this, I'm gonna leave that alone. That's a whole nother time. This man's a married man, and so am I. I'm just speaking for the guys that I see go through
yes,
these
I am
things.
I am a faithful, loving man.
The thing, the guy, the shit that I see these guys go
hoes.
Through for women that is not the women that, because there are some.
That's worth
sure
it.
He have one. Pretty sure I have one.
Right.
That's worth it.
Right.
But I'm saying the guys that I see go for the things that they're going for that is hindering their life behind this bitch that ain't gonna never be nothing. If you be all you can be, the best you can be for this bitch, you still ain't gonna get nothing.
You think it's a this
now that's
this right field, shit.
You
right,
talking
right
about field. Like the bitch that's fucking this crew, that yes, crew, this crew,
that, just that.
I mean, she at home with you, like
this
nigga,
ain't yours.
You
she
ain't shit,
side.
Nigga. You better go get me a Birkin, nigga. You spend your
yes,
last.
Yes, I ain't talking about a woman. Hey, like, well, I guess what y'all think
some
when
women, it's some women that are the ones that have a right to go outside. Like,
I understand,
wrong
Jay. You talking about something totally different. We're not talking about that. So, I get it. You tried. We ain't talking about that. That didn't work.
Let her elaborate. What?
She wasn't finna say. She finna try to vouch for the women that we're not talking about. We're not talking about women. We're talking about the hoe.
Okay, well, nigga, say that then, nigga.
That's what I say. I've been saying he do for a bitch. For a hoe. I ain't say for a woman.
Okay,
is
well.
Is that because the guys be into the girls based off of their look?
Nah, it ain't got nothing to do with them. Look, it's just the one that
a nigga be knowing a girl a hoe.
That's what time. I was just about to say.
Man, you ain't surprised.
You know what you're getting into.
The hoes are the ones that know how to do what they do when they do what they do when they trying to do what they do.
She made me feel
made
good.
That nigga feel
witchcraft. That's basically witchcraft.
Yeah,
some shit.
Most niggas feel like. Cause
you got to be a strong man.
You know
man.
How to do what she does when she does what she do, and then
and
you
got
to
leave it at that.
Like, ooh.
You got to leave it at that. You can't bring her home and wife her and all. Yeah, you about to live a life of misery.
Most niggas feel like because she doing it like that, she love me.
Nah, but most niggas, another that's thing too, to be wrong,
brother,
when you do what you do, when you know what you do, what you does,
bro, that's
niggas,
just how she
nigga
do
can't,
that stuff.
The nigga can't focus on nothing else but what is this bitch doing when she's not with me, and that's what fucks everything up.
That's how she do that stuff.
No, nah, like, I ain't gonna lie.
That's
I ain't
how
gonna
she
lie.
Do that stuff.
I done heard some real niggas getting their feelings about some hoes where they like, and I love that bitch. Like, man, she fucking her boyfriend. Like, he the nigga on the side. He like, man, I'm getting sick of this bitch fucking her hoe ass nigga. I'm like, oh, you done lost your damn
yes,
mind,
bro.
Man.
That's what we're speaking to. We're trying to heal them people, bro. Not the niggas who got it. They got it.
We're trying to heal the hoe lover.
We're trying to heal them people, bro.
Yeah.
Every episode, we need to heal some guys, bro. Some niggas that's out here really running on the treadmill.
Mental health is important, for real.
Is pussy the most influential?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't even finish
pussy
the question.
Pussy is the root of
happen,
all
bro.
This shit.
We done seen niggas squash everything, wards, everything about if a bitch one involved.
Mm-hmm.
If a bitch in it, we got to go to the death.
And
you got
what,
to go.
You know what niggas would do? It'll be about a bitch, but if a nigga don't want to say it's about a bitch, he'll make something else up.
Facts.
Pussy is a deciding dividend in
like
a nigga's
that nigga
downfall.
That nigga scream,
like,
didn't shake
right.
My hand,
yeah.
That bitch ass
no,
nigga.
Exactly.
It's really
the
a
moment,
bitch.
The moment I know it's about a bitch, I'm finna make something up.
Yeah.
I'm finna put you in a trap down near the way and be like, I tell nigga, damn, scream, why the nigga, I've been face fighting you for 6 years. Now I'm finna tell Scream so Scream can recognize it. Damn, Scream, why that nigga mean mugging us?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I've been doing, nigga, I've been goddamn damn near spitting on this nigga for 6 months.
That's how I go.
And then now, I'm you know what I'm saying? I'll start some whole bullshit behind a bitch. That's just
a whole war.
That's
behind
the nature
whole
of this shit.
And I think reality, I don't think it's ever gonna change. And it ain't just niggas and black people. It's from the beginning of time.
Niggas since the caveman
yes.
days, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Niggas
I don't
been
whacking
each other over the head by bitches, bro.
They
the Bible.
They had niggas in caves?
Yeah, the caveman was a nigga.
What you mean? Who else was gonna be in the cave? Whenever. Bro, horses fight other horses about they bitch, man. It's just the nature of what it is.
Damn.
I don't understand, like, that's just
horses.
Something.
You gotta let a hoe
rabbits,
be a hoe, man.
Have you ever seen a squirrel family? A squirrel family used to stay in my backyard. When I say,
you know, God damn shit. It! Cut the cameras
that
off, man. We are
squirrel
done.
Squirrel with
that
seared
we
by this family, man.
Done.
And it's a bitch, man. You can't tell
we
me.
We are fucking
I watched
done.
This nigga stand guard, man. I wouldn't shoot
the
nigga.
We finna go, bro.
Listen.
You said
I
a squirrel
shoot the motherfucker.
Nigga telling a real story about the squirrels.
Oh, yeah. For real, I really want to hear this.
Bro.
The squirrel did what? The squirrel didn't shoot nobody now.
No.
What the squirrel family did, bro?
When I first seen the squirrel build a nest, I got to be begun.
Squirrel build nests?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them okay. Niggas be have a honeycomb hide out.
Mm-hmm.
I seen them niggas. I could have scoped his ass out with the whoop the whoop. It was just him and the bitch.
What?
Real shit. This ain't no care.
What?
finish the story.
Yeah, kids and females are off limits to gangsters.
Yeah, no. He was just him and the bitch. So I just seen like two squirrels. At first, I didn't know. I just thought it was two squirrels. I ain't think about it. Like, this is a family. They finna start a family. I'm not bullshit. Y'all
wait, listen. Go ahead, bro. Tell the story, bro.
And that man got them other three squirrels, and he was already got them. Running around and shit, showing niggas, but it's it over here. You know how niggas just instrument, get on the tree. You just making noise. That's what niggas said. Don't come around here playing to the other squirrel. They lame.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel you, my nigga.
He was standing at the bottom of the tree while the lady sleep and the kids sleep. It's like, no,
I'm listening. It's funny that your mind observed
that. Go ahead.
Because I would have just...
I want to hear the end, though.
There's no species playing about they bitch.
That's true.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Not definitely not the bears, the gorillas, tigers, the
no
gorillas.
No species.
That's real shit.
But niggas just have elevated it.
Yeah, right, but bumblebees don't play by their bitches either.
Niggas using hate, like, and confusing that this ain't your bitch. This our bitch. I'm crying. Niggas have to get that understood. If this yours, this didn't mean that's your woman. If you got a bitch, this our bitch, bro. How you gonna be mad at another nigga for doing what this bitch like to do with him and you? You either gotta remove yourself or how you catch it. Now you mad at Buddy for no reason. This nigga might be a player. This nigga might be a player. Y'all nigga could probably get some money together or something. You mad at this dude just for shit because you seen it in your phone. Mm. That's the lamest shit in life.
You got to be a player about your shit.
That's the lamest shit in life. How you going to prejudge that man? It could be your destiny partner. Y'all nigga probably make $100 million together. Due to the fact this bitch right here. Nah, but for real though, all bullshit aside, that shit happens so much. It's just like.
Worldwide.
Yeah,
and in every species.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
Tell me I'm tripping if I'm tripping.
You're not tripping.
Nah, you're right.
Nah, you ought to tell me.
No, the biggest quote is, "Don't no species play about their bitch."
You see how them niggas attack you when you try to fucking do anything to the bee, the queen bee?
Oh, the beehive.
Exactly. Yeah. That when that shit come out, even the queen ant. You motherfucker running, boy. Your ass tap that empire, boy. Who? The queen or no? Fuck, bro. You eat. You can bite your ass up. You tap that shit, they be standing there like. Nah, but I'm some real nigga shit, though, Scream. I ain't never looked at it like that.
What?
I just thought about that boy Squirrel, bro. I'm gonna shoot Squirrel in his head.
Well, you need help.
I'm into that man's family.
You need help. You better than me. I would have knocked that down, squirrel. Oh, no.
Damn. About the bitch?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, I'm not looking at the squirrel nest. I'm just knocking it down.
I'm
just
keeping all the way tall with y'all. See, we all plus. He's a married man. You're married. I'm married. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Nigga be chill when they be by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might let certain shit go. Mm-hmm. Tell me you going for anything in front of your bitch.
Keep my wife's name.
No, I'm just saying, you going for any type of
from a nigga?
Just anybody.
Like, hell,
you have to instantly turn into super nigga.
Yeah, super duper nigga.
What you look like?
You know
though?
What I'm saying? So we out and about nigga. God damn, anything.
Yeah.
Oh, you just finished. Babe, come on, babe.
Wow.
You ain't do that nigga like that.
But a plus.
Babe, come on, babe.
Respect on
yeah.
Go.
Babe, you ain't do on, that babe. Nigga like that.
Don't look, babe. Don't look, babe. But you was a hoe from now on. But I'm going to leave her that
yeah,
day.
You got to leave
but
her alone.
But then
alone.
When the nigga knock your ass out and you be on the ground like, ah.
You going to fight for the bitch you, ah. Nigga, nah. I'm just keeping it real because this world that we're living in is full of bullshit situations, bro. Yeah.
That's a bad situation.
I done see niggas turn into pie by they hoe, bro.
You better, though.
You better.
That relationship over with.
Especially if she worth it.
Exactly.
Especially if she worth
you
it.
Let some nigga disrespect your girl and you ain't. Defend her honor. It's
you can't even blink when y'all get home. You ain't do that nigga like that.
Unless she ain't worth it. I'm talking about some other shit.
You talking about you just a random hoe?
Yeah, if you smashing her, she just with you. She ain't worth it.
I don't know, though, because it's like, man, she with me right now.
You still can't let nobody disrespect her.
I agree with that.
If you out of public with this hoe, you being seen with this hoe on your
face. I'm not saying disrespect her.
Hold up. Let me write this shit down to a different situation.
Okay, come on.
It depends on it, but it know this hoe. Because I don't know what lies she telling that. He's saying, hey, bitch, what the fuck? I don't got nothing to do with
that. Oh, yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
I ain't
That's
got
what
nothing to do with that because
That's
at the
exactly
end of the day, bro, it might be your hoe too. I don't know what's going on
right,
what you said.
Right. That's why I said if she's worth it. If it's if you locked in for sure. But if it's just a random.
How dude gonna be running up on your girl acting like they know each other, like something's going on?
Some niggas be crazy for real.
If you know her name, you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
Hey, bitch, don't sound like her name though.
See now, if hey, you were the hoe and somebody like, hey, bitch, you gotta answer to that.
Oh man. Oh. Pharaoh, what you want to say to the people, man? The big facts.
I pray don't nobody get in that situation.
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
I pray the viewers don't never get in that situation.
Yeah.
We're going to do a real interview next time.
Yeah, we just have a ball.
Yes,
we're going to come on to the D&D.
Yeah, we got to come to Detroit, man.
I'm about to move back out here. So,
oh, you about to move back out here.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Yeah.
Now y'all done got me drunk early in the day.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Bro, we appreciate you pulling up, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, man.
Much
appreciate
continued success to
man.
You.
Love.
Big shouts out to the whole Detroit. You know
yes.
what it is. www.bigfactspod.com.
For the streets. Exactly. It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.